Well, don't tell me, don't tell your God. Yeah, God, he told me on this day. We are the Backsliders. I'm glad that you came along to see us tonight, ladies and gentlemen. On the harmonic over here, we have Mr. Ian Collard, all the way from Melbourne. And the man at the moment doing his own gaff work, a man who needs no introduction, but I will introduce anyway. It's the king of the drums who's in the room tonight, ladies and gentlemen. This is Rob Hurst on the drums.
And from Newtown, New South Wales, king of the blues, blues legend Don Turner.
Bad as good tomorrow, everything will pass. I'm gonna stop some rainy dawn, the bad times are all lost. Thank you.
First questions you're going to ask in an interview is, how did you get into blues anyway, you know, the whole thing. And Rob and I were sort of talking about having to repeat the same story so often that we thought we'd do something about it in terms of the answer to the question for Australians of our age is generally that you listen to artists like the Rolling Stones, the Kinks, the Who, Bob Dylan and those artists, and then you realise that their very first albums, all of the songs on there were actually not their own. They're actually deep blues songs. The same with all those acts I just mentioned. And so we thought we'd do is have a look at the catalogue of these artists, the Who, the Stones, Bob Dylan, and the Kinks. And you take a few of their songs from that 60s period when they first started writing their own music, and then kind of work them backwards into being more bluesy in a way, sort of thing. But kind of screw them up a little bit. Anyway, this is one of them. Hopefully you'll recognize it, maybe you won't. This is one by the Rolling Stones.
Thank you.
This one's a version of an old Appalachian song, a fabulous Appalachian banjo player, Doc Boggs. This is one of Doc's songs called Sugar Bay. It's one we recorded on our last record. We like to do a few kind of versions of different things.
Get rid of my dream. Oh, poor, 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 poor.
This next one's one of ours, folks, from our most recent CD. This one called Gundam and Saturday Night. You having fun out there, ladies and gentlemen? 30 years of Blues Fest, ladies and gentlemen. Are you enjoying yourselves? A little bit of adjustment there. And the drum as well.
Oh, the river, waiting.
So it's 30 years of Blues Fest. We did the first one, the second one, the fourth one, the fifth one, the sixth one, the seventh one, eighth, ninth, and had a few off, and then all together we've done roughly, we're absolutely honoured to say we've done roughly 14 in my count, 14, 15 Blues Festival. And we're at the first one too, so it's so amazing to see it grow so much. That live music is just getting bigger and bigger, despite what people say or think. And it's great that folks like you come out and support live music in Australia. Round of applause for yourselves, ladies and gentlemen, for coming out and supporting live music. Such a great thing, just a whole lot of people in the room just enjoying themselves. And, this next one's written about the country of Hanoi. I've travelled there a lot. Hanoi of Vietnam. I've travelled to Vietnam many times over the years, and we even had a backslider tour there a number of years ago. But this one's called Hanoi.
Thank you.
We're going to go real quiet just for a few songs, ladies and gentlemen, and you may even want to sing along with the first one anyway. Thank you, folks. This next one's by Huddy Ledbetter, better known as Lead Belly. One of his called Relax Your Mind, a song about a car, probably one of the first songs about a car, written in the 1930s. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
the son of the Big Wave. The Big Wave, the original Big Wave being an Angry Tradesman song, which was recorded at Freshwater Surf Club. Yay! Along with a whole lot of fantastic surf-based bands, or bands that came from the Northern Beaches. The great Dan Rumour was on that album. The Pigram Brothers from over at WA. Richard Clapton, who I think is here this weekend. And we were lucky enough to be on that album as well. It's called Delightful Rain, if you ever want to pick it up. I think it's still available, it's a DVD. And the most impressive thing is that there's a huge Koa surfboard there behind Perspex, which was first written by You Know Who back in 1914. But none of that, this is the Thinking Man's Drinking Man.
Thank you. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, on the drums, the king of the drums, here tonight.
This next one's one of ours. We've recorded it a couple of times. It's the very, very sad story of a young boy who was murdered, brutally murdered in 1955, and became a big part of the civil rights movement. And Mavis Staples talks about and sings about him as well. This is a song that we wrote called Emmett Till. Thank you.
the early hours, in our back street you belong. You three, that's such a weakness, you love to hit from behind. You three, as an open window, keep the rest without fear. You three, they're so helpless, never rest easy again. Thank you.
Can we do one more?
And we'd love playing for you, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for sticking with us. Ian Collard on the harmonica over there. And this is Rob Hurst on the drums, and he's no introduction. I'm Don with the Backsliders. You've had a fantastic time. We do have our CDs available in the merch tent, or you can get them online. We don't stream, though, folks, so it's either on iTunes or CD.
Parents still in mourning, get prodded on sight.
about how bad they're feeling. And will they ever survive? They say, how much do you miss him? How bad does it feel? Or what will you say to him? Will you ever heal? Or will you ever forget him? As long as you live, say, will you ever remarry? Yeah, what about your kids?
She was a girl of the 60s, so that was her time period. This one's called 60s Girl.
Yeah. not going home yet. Yeah.